For several years now, we've predicted that a future use case for NFTs is going to be in real estate deeds. The prognostication has become a reality, and today we welcome Andrew Zappo from PropyKeys to the show to discuss precisely how you can tokenize a physical address and attach an ownership deed to it. A dApp built on the Propy network, we explore this current use case for NFTs and demonstrate how you can grab your own physical address and put it on blockchain. It's about to get real with real estate on our sponsored episode number 717 of the Bad Crypto Podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Who's bad?
Oh yeah, it's getting all real in here. The Bad Crypto Podcast, currently in the early stages of our third bull run. I'm Joel Comm. That's Travis Wright. You may refer to us as Sir or Lord, or in some cases, Douchebag, whatever you like.
Sir Douchebag Joel, nice to be on the show with you, good sir.
Mr. Douchey McDoucherton Travisons.
And you know, I just as a general note on this, I think we're probably now in the mid bull run because historically, I watched this video last night. This dude is called Wisdom Trades or something on YouTube. He's got really, he's got a really soothing voice when he's talking, but he goes in and talks about the charts. I found this one piece of information so interesting from all the previous bull runs. So even the one bull run back in the day where it finally broke 1,000 and then it took a while to go back. And then, so from the time it hits the previous all-time high to the time through the bear market, when then it hits the next all-time high, that first cycle, 9 months of bull run happened, right? Until it hit its next all-time high before the next bear market started. So 9 months in between when it hit its all-time high previously to the next all-time high. Then it went in the bear for however long it was. Then it hit the next all-time high. It equaled the previous all-time high. Then it was 11 months of bull run from that point on. Then we hit 20,000, right? We equal that. Now it hit that bad boy. And then once it hit that previous all-time cycle, boom, 11 months of bull run. So we just hit the all-time high this month, right? And so that means we have either 9, 10, or 11 months of bull run in this particular bull run, and we're probably early because of the Bitcoin ETFs, and we're just ahead of the cycle, plus the halving of Bitcoin is not going to be as big as it was previously. However, there's more demand and less supply. So it looks to me like these next 10 months, probably through the end of the year, Joel, is going to be a crazy ride.
I think that you're right. You know, here's the one thing I do know, though, is things are different than they were in the previous.
We said that last time, too. Like, it's different this time.
Well, it is different. It's clear. We can point to exactly what's different. We have huge demand, which we only had manufactured last time. We have real use case that is demonstrated across blockchain. We have L2s that are fully functional, onboarding all types of enterprise clients. We have the halving that's happening, and we haven't even really touched retail yet. This is all institutional, you know, investing that's happening with these ETFs. This is high dollar, wealth people that are coming in. So, the word is getting out. By the way, timestamp on this, it is actually the 8th of March as we're recording this. And Robinhood, I got a notification for Robinhood that Bitcoin passed 70K today. Now, if you look at CoinGecko, it says the high was 69,255. But for some reason, Robinhood sent out a notification saying that it hit 70,000. What it's going to be when this episode releases next week, because I will be not here, is anybody's guess, right? We could be back down to 50,000. By this time, we could be over 80,000. Nobody really knows. But we're here for the long haul, gang. We're in it to win it.
Yeah. So I would say I might do a couple shorts on YouTube. So maybe tune in on that. Check that out if you don't subscribe to the YouTube. What was interesting, it did the same thing though, Joel. It hit 69, whatever, and then immediately it dropped down to 66. So there's some big, there's some major resistance right there at that 70,000 psychological point. And I would also assume, you know, psychology and big rounded numbers like 100,000 probably going to be another big psychological barrier. So whatever we're seeing here on 70,000, we're probably going to see that same bust, you know, resistance. And keep in mind, this bull run does not just go straight up and to the right. It goes straight up and then it dips 20-30%. And then it goes up and then it dips 20-30%. And then it goes up and it dips 30%. And then it the bottom falls out. And you're like, oh, I'm going to time it exactly right. And no, you don't. No, you won't. And so, you know, it'd be nice if we could time it correctly. But every other time I've tried to time it correctly, Joel, the bottom dropped out 40%. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, it's the bounce. And then it drops enough. Yeah. Next thing you know, it's like, shit, I don't even want to sell anything now because I've already lost so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody's got to figure out their own strategy, learn from your mistakes, and try not to make the same ones. You know who else is in it to win it is the people we have with us today, a derivative of Proppy, who has been through two bear markets and two bull markets and has survived and developed. Proppy Keys has built a real use case for real estate NFTs. And full disclosure, this is a project that submitted an application to us to be on the show for a sponsored episode, and we have accepted them onto the show. That means we are getting paid for this interview today. We always like to let you guys know up front that that is the case. We don't let everybody on who wants to pay us in tokens or cash or whatever. We vet them to make sure that we find what they're doing interesting, real, and something worthy of value of passing on to you. Of course, as always, it's not a recommendation from us for you to buy anything. It is a recommendation that you do your own due diligence, your own research before you make any decisions and take control of your own financial future. With that said,
I mean, this is a really cool use case for NFTs, right? And for real estate. And you're going to learn about it right here.
You know, as we turned the Wayback Machine to 2017, when we got into the space and we were doing a lot of ICO spotlights, one of the projects that came up on our radar was a project called Proppy. And Proppy was very early to using blockchain technology for real estate transactions. And, you know, we saw right away that this is a thing that is definitely coming our way. And we've had since that time, there have been houses that have been sold on blockchain. Well, there's ancillary projects that are coming out of this mapping technology, blockchain technology, incorporating AI. And one of them is called Proppy Keys. And we have with us today Andrew Zappo. He is the CEO at Block Geeks, which was founded alongside Dmitry Buterin. You might know him as the father of Vitalik. And this project within the Proppy ecosystem has launched a decentralized dApp on Coinbase's Base Network and allows users to mint digital addresses that correspond to physical properties. And we're going to discover more about what that's all about and show you some things right now. Andrew, welcome to the Bad Crypto Podcast.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So when we think about Proppy, we think, wow, that's a name that we heard about a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And the project has made it through two bear markets, which means biddling has been taking place. And I think to set the stage for Proppy Keys, why don't you kind of give us the summary of what Proppy.com is all
about? Yeah, sure. So, well, long story short, I've been helping Proppy team back in the day in 2017 with their marketing. I was like one of the early members at Proppy. And then back in the day, I kind of like, I had my own dots, frankly speaking, with like, you know, most of the like successful projects and ICOs early on, they were focused around like building infrastructure for blockchain. Whereas like Proppy was aiming to kind of revolutionize this like real world offline thing. And it was just like such a kind of long shot, I guess, that like you know, like I was excited to be part of, but you know, like I kind of like I had my own concerns, and like here we are, you know, like what is it, like 7 years after, and this thing is real. Founders of Propy kept doing all this stuff, and it's all real. And basically, right now they have the network of real estate agents. They have their own certification system so that real estate agents can learn what blockchain is and how to transact real estate on chain. They have some of the very first, well, the first ever NFT real estate sale, like real world asset, was with Propy. I think back in 2018, if I'm not mistaken, they've sold the first home on like using crypto ever. So like basically Propy right now is like is this huge ecosystem working in this like real world kind of market that is still kind of due for you know this type of like decentralized revolution. We're not there yet, but you know the, like this is the actual working platform. It's real, and you know, like many people that I talk to in crypto, they're like, well, it's a good idea, and I'm like, that's not exactly the idea. Like, it's there, it's a working product, like it's all real. It's not like we're not talking about like 10 years. Like the technology and everything is already there. It's working. It's real. So, so that's about the Propy. And the Propy Keys is an ecosystem project that aims to bring 1 million addresses on chain. So we have like a little kind of more targeted kind of niche where we want to act. And basically we're just focused on gamifying this like real world addresses, and also helping out Propy with like, and we can talk a little bit more about that on our way.
I want to ask about that then. So you want to get 1 million houses on Propy through your tool Propy Keys, which is a dApp within the Propy ecosystem. So are you talking about you want to find 1 million homes that people are selling and get them in the ecosystem, or 1 million home, kind of like a Trulio Zillow kind of a play?
Zillow Play, yeah, that's a good one. So basically we're talking about Zillow Play. We're, well, maybe I have to talk a little bit more about the kind of like this tiers that we have. So like tier one would be just minting an address. That doesn't mean that you own a home, it just basically, we're talking about this like gamification experience, and yeah, that's what it is. Basically, you can just check. There's someone minted the Broadway, different addresses here. So we're building some gamification around it. It's just I can't like disclose all the details about further developments. Right now, we're in beta mode, so everything that you see like is a subject for a change, obviously, but. What's important here is that like we're going to be building like a whole infrastructure around those addresses on chain. So that's tier one. And then moving further, there's like tier two and tier three, which that's where it gets real. That's where like you can store your deed on chain and make your home a real world NFT asset and basically use it as a collateral and just like make your home on chain liquid in a way. So Propy Keys takes care of this like first stage.
So what I'm wanting to understand, this sounds like, you know, there's gamification here because, you know, we saw a land rush, right, Trav? There was all kinds of virtual real estates, whether it's, you know, Sandbox or Decentraland, and of course real world ones like Upland. What was the other one, Trav, that we talked to them for a while and they were minting real world?
It was like Super World or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, Super World.
Superworld.app. Yeah.
So, yeah. But this is a game, but it's also intended to be practical so that if you want to mint your deed as an NFT, you can, right? So maybe explain a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So basically all the tiers that people mint, you can stake all of them and earn Pro tokens as a reward. So basically, we're kind of bridging this in this, like with this three tiers that we've built, we're kind of making some type of bridge between this like degen play and staking, and like something like crypto natives only can understand, and then bridging it back to the real world where, like, on for tier two, you can just store your deed on chain and have some real kind of proof of your ownership, which is come in handy in the US, where like all this all the deeds are stored in counties that are often get hacked. That's a 400 million problem in the US, just like deed fraud, basically. So there's like services that help you protect the deeds and secure it, but then basically you can just do it once with us, and it's going to just cost like a small fee for you. So what I'm saying, I guess, is just like, yeah, it's like it has like all of the components of like degen play, staking, and, you know, just be a crypto native. And then on at the same time, you can just like bring those assets and addresses to kind of to the real use.
So anyone can mint any property, doesn't mean they own it, right?
Yeah.
Then what happens if somebody minted my house or something? Like, is there an issue on that? Because they have the NFT minted on property, but that's my home. And so what kind of issues does that populate?
So basically you can come in with your deed and prove, prove that like you own this place. We have a team that has all the kind of necessary infrastructure to check the real owner and confirm that. And basically you can always get your home, your address by putting the deed on chain.
So squatting is not a good play then, right?
Yeah. You can't squat like the way with it works with domain names. You can't do that with property keys. We've built it intentionally. And basically for you, it's just going to cost a regular deed on chain fee, 100 per all, which is like equal to maybe like $50 approximately. And for the minter, for that person that minted your home, they're going to get a part of the fee that you've paid. So they also have some type of incentive to mint the address. But at the same time, there's like, we're not talking about like hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, and like some kind of squatting mechanisms. So it kind of makes sense for both sides, I guess. So as a homeowner, you're protected from this.
You know, so maybe what is the outcome you're looking for with this project, right? Originally, when we were chatting, we thought, oh, we're chatting with Proppy. They've been around for a long time. This is a dApp on top of Proppy. And so, mm-hmm. You know, what's your long-term goal for this to happen? And what is the value for those who are participating in your system?
So the value, first of all, is the staking, just participation in this newly created economy. It's not live just yet. We're launching it on March 13th. And that's when our app also goes public, because right now it's in beta. So in the long term, our mission here is just, well, bring as many addresses on chain as possible. You know, we're talking about the millions, and we're creating the economy for it. So we're just hoping that people will be staking it. But also there's some gamification mechanics that we're developing. We're basically looking for ways how we can gamify the real world geolocations and addresses, and then tie it to the real world kind of like protection and just property ecosystem in general.
When I go through the asset browser, I see keys, and then I see real world assets of properties.
That's that what it is, yeah.
Placed on, then I see deeds. These are actual NFT deeds. Mm-hmm. And then at the bottom here, I see these meta agents, these PFPs. What are these?
So these are the certified agents that we have, that Proppy has. I'm not sure if I've mentioned, but Proppy has their own certification courses and certification process for real estate agents in the US to get certified and be able to use the platform.
Okay, so these are real. These PFPs represent real people that are agents.
Yep.
And the only way to get one of these is to be a certified agent. This is not like a project that was just offered.
Yeah, you can just mint those, yeah, for fun. And there's no, like, it's just a certificate of your kind of certificate of you being able to use the property ecosystem.
Got it. So if I connect my wallet here, I've got a little pro. I need an invite code from you if you want to paste that into.
All right. Hey, try the Allen Fieldhouse there in Naismith Drive. That is, I'll try it again. Allen Fieldhouse. Here you go. This is where the Kansas Jayhawks play basketball since the 50s. See if that's available.
All right. Click next.
Yeah, it says it's landmark. So.
All right.
So if you get this one, you can send it to me.
Yeah. So, if I'm squatting on a landmark, what happens, right?
For the landmarks, the real owner can still come in. It just, we don't think that that will be the case in the nearest future.
Keep your hands off Travis's Jayhawks owners. University of Kansas. All right, so it is minting that right now.
Cost 10 proppy. And what's a proppy worth? About 50, 60?
50 cents.
Okay,
and then we can add flavor to this.
You can play around with that.
We'll just say blockchain for now.
I don't see any sports flavor.
Yeah, there's no sports flavor. Okay, now it is minting the landmark.
Oh, man, so you could have changed the prop. Now it's going in and using AI to generate an image for it?
Yep, that's what it does for landmarks. So it doesn't do it for regular home addresses. It only does it for landmarks, and we grab the landmark data from the third-party database. So it's basically, we don't know how many landmark AI.
Maybe it's like a really dysfunctional-looking Jayhawk. That'd be hilarious. So wait a second. So it's minting it without you even getting to look at it and approve it? That sucks, because a lot of times AI is not good the first couple times. You got to keep regenerating it. You can't mint the very first time. So that doesn't look like it at all. But you can't change it.
It's a stadium.
It's kind of a stadium.
Yeah. Okay. So now we can go in here and I can see my mints. There it is. I can click on it.
I changed that. I'd let people mock up one or two and then approve one of them, not just create it. Because the first time people are typing something in, it might not be great. They need to go in and fix it. I would go in and change some words on that. I didn't even know that was going to be that was the prompt to generate the image for it. Just a suggestion. I'm full of them.
Okay. No, that makes sense. And we'll discuss it internally with our product team.
Make it easy, because you can just generate, pop out four, pick one you like. Okay, there you go.
Somebody it already works
better with some of the like world known landmarks, but basically not all of the landmarks, they have like clear kind of pictures, I guess, that AI may use to kind of that's minted.
I would assume a lot of the big properties are. So you guys can go play with this. It's at dap.proppy.com. You look around. I'm going to go ahead and mint up my own home address here in a minute. Just didn't want to do it while on video and show you guys exactly where I live, because I know you're going to be knocking on my door, but I'm somewhere on this island right here. Puerto Rico.
I should mint my old place that way.
One use case that I had on East Denver was like super like hard, you know, warming. There was this guy who said, I want to mint the home where I spent my childhood that doesn't belong to me, to our family anymore. And he actually went ahead and minted it. That was like super nice use case. I don't imagine like many people doing that, but that's just a good idea.
What do you do in my case? You know, I own a condo here, and so there's numbers associated with it. I don't think that's going to work with apartments and all, right? It just gives the general property.
No, you can actually mint a specific apartment, and then you can choose not to do so. But then, like, when the real owner of this like place comes, then we'll have to restructure the kind of that ownership for the particular like unit.
Great. Andrew, when you said everything goes live on the staking on the 13th of March, which I believe
March 13th, yeah.
should be releasing on that day. So you guys can go check it out at propykeys.com, also dap.propy.com. It's all right there. And we appreciate you coming on and sharing with us today, good sir. Good luck with the project. So there it is. You guys can go check that out for yourself. I am busy minting up some properties, including my own home, which I think I accidentally sent to you, Travis.
I now technically own Joel's home, yeah. Which is great. So you need to get out, quit squatting in my crib. I'm
copping a squat right here in the crib.
Yeah, my office, Joel. You're in my space.
I know it. We appreciate you guys. It's really interesting being out of the cave where we were hibernating during the bear market, and excited for what the future is going to bring in spite of the political shenanigans happening in the world right now. I think Bitcoin thrives in that environment because it just reveals to people that while the fiat printing presses go brr all the time, the dollars and the fiat currencies of the world are inflated, and that means what you make is worth less and less all the time. Bitcoin solves this, gang. Only 21 million ever, 19.5 million have been mined, and it's going to take way more than our lifetimes for the remaining 1.5 million to come into supply.
Yeah, I think the number, the math on it, Joel, is 99% of all Bitcoin will be mined sometime in 2034. Then it's going to take 100 years to mine out that other. So these next 10 years, 99% of Bitcoin is going to be done. So here it is. And then just little trickles of Bitcoin is going to come out that later on down the road. Like, how much will Bitcoin be worth down the road if it all goes according to how we think it might go? It's crazy to even think about where the stratosphere, beyond the moon, beyond the solar system. Where are we going, bro? We're going Alpha Centauri. We're going to Sirius. We're going beyond.
Are you serious right now?
Oh, right.
Let me toss one more prediction out there: that by the time that you hear this show, Ethereum should have easily passed $4,000. For the first time, we've seen it creep up. The resistance has been just under four. It's hit 39.98. The all-time high in Ethereum from November 2021 was 4,878. So Ethereum is lagging, but of course the talks of an Ethereum ETF, which we don't think is going to happen anytime soon, but just the speculation on it, I think, is going to drive Ethereum pretty hard soon. And I predict that we're going to see a $10,000 Ethereum this year.
I predict it's going to be $1 less than what Joel predicted. So that way the price is right.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate you guys. We'll catch you on the next episode. You know what to do, don't you? You better stay bad. The Bad Crypto Podcast is a production of Bad Crypto LLC. The content of the show, the videos, and the website is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to finances, investing, trading, or anything else based on this information without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of Bitcoins and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to invest in any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent professional financial advisor.